Pastor Doug Matcham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about jokes. As we talked about during our humor podcast and throughout our other episodes, laughter truly is like a merry medicine for our souls, isn't it? As it turns out, many agree, and I've seen that because our podcast on humor is one of our top three most downloaded episodes in our catalog. Because jokes can come in many forms, can't they? You know, they can be shared in stand-up comedy routines or movies or TV shows and even sermons. Little did I know when I first started putting ideas together for this episode that the subject matter would be one of the top news stories right now as well, as a joke on the Oscars ended up sparking Will Smith into slapping Chris Rock over one he told that hurt his wife's feelings. You know, it just shows how even jokes and humor can be sensitive subjects sometimes, can't they? You know, and that's why most of my humorous stories are typically about me or my family members. As my dad once would say, you should appreciate that since we are not talking about you and your family. That's why sometimes it's fun to share silly jokes with little or no thought involved. For instance, Mr. and Mrs. Brown had two sons. One was named Mind Your Own Business, and the other was named Trouble. Now, one day, the two boys decided to play hide-and-seek. Trouble hid while Mind Your Own Business counted to 100. Mind Your Own Business began looking for his brother behind garbage cans and bushes. Then he started looking in and under cars until a policeman approached and asked, "What are you doing?" "Playing a game," the boy replied. "Well, what is your name?" the officer questioned. "Mind Your Own Business." Well, furious, the policeman inquired, "Are you looking for trouble?" And of course the boy replied, "Why, yes, I am." See, I told you it was silly. But, you know, as a kid, I can remember having a thick book that was called 1001 Knock Knock Jokes. And some of those old jokes, you know, from the book were fun. And, of course, some of those went like, "Knock knock, who's there?" "Boo, boo hoo." "Well, don't cry, it's just a joke." Or "Knock knock, who's there?" "Tank, tank who?" "You're welcome." Oh boy, I hear you moaning. Or "Knock knock, who's there?" "Cashew, cashew." "Oh no thanks, I prefer peanuts." Goodness. Well, one that my kids, I can remember, liked, and we would often use was where it would say, "Knock knock, who's there?" "Interrupting pirate." And then as the person asked, "Interrupting pirate who?" you would just say, "Arr," right in the middle of it. So you need to try that one. That's a fun one too, because those are fun. You could spend a lot of time coming up with them or just finding them on an internet search. You know, in my teenage years, it seemed like there was a surge of stand-up comedians on the scene. There were all kinds of comedy specials and regular showings of An Evening at the Improv, which featured a ton of comedians who ultimately became TV and movie stars. Now, one of the comedians I remember was named Dennis Wolfberg, and he was a former teacher, and he used some of those experiences he had as a teacher to share some humor. And he mentioned how he would call for attendance each morning of class, but on the first day of school, of course, the students would test him a little bit here, and they'd play a joke on him with fake names. He said that he'd call out and ask for different ones to say their name. And one of the first ones was Chuck Wagon. Then he mentioned the Dover twins, Ben and Eileen Dover. Oh, man. But one of the best things about Dennis's routine, of course, as he would share, was his delivery. He had this great emphasis he would share when he'd say each thing. And I can remember his eyes would bulge out a little bit. It was kind of funny. But another comedian that I enjoy is actually a Christian comedian, and his name is also Dennis, but it's Dennis Swanberg. And he tells a story about his neighbor named Bubba. I don't know if you've heard this one or not, this story, but it's worth repeating. Apparently, before a dinner party, Bubba's wife asked for him to help zip up her nice dress for the party, just as a wife would. And so he did so, but he thought he'd be a little funny there with her. And he started kind of zipping it up and down really fast and started into a rhythm. And ultimately, the zipper broke. So not forgetting this, a few days later, she saw Bubba laying under the car working on it, and she had just been shopping, and so she laid her bags there on the ground and stepped up there, just walked up and actually grabbed his zipper and started to do the same kind of thing with the up and down and a rhythm and all, until it broke. And she said, "That'll teach you for breaking my dress zipper," and walked on in with her groceries and other items she had been shopping for into the house. But as she stepped into the kitchen, there stood Bubba with a glass of iced tea. And she said, "Who is that under our car?" He said, "Oh, that's the mechanic helping us to get it running again." They both looked outside of the window and saw the stunned mechanic sitting there looking at his zipper and scratching his head. I think the funniest jokes in life are the ones we experience as we live each day, aren't they? For instance, our family was driving down the highway one time, and we looked over and saw a farmer out on his land, and he was just looking around at the terrain, and when it caught my eye, I turned to my wife Emily, and I said, "Oh, that man's outstanding in his field." Oh, boy, she just groaned and then rolled her eyes. But then she kept chuckling about it there for the next hour or so on the road. You know, even though they aren't necessarily jokes, one of my favorite things about comedy movies are the one-liners. You kind of get those inside and you remember those. And some of those that I know we remember are Buddy the Elf, of course, where he says, "Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?" when he answers the phone. You remember that from the Christmas movie? Of course, Dumb and Dumber, just a silly movie, but they have the scene where a policeman pulls up beside them and he says, "Pull over!" And of course, the one character says, "No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking." And then, of course, the classic line from the movie Airplane comes when Leslie Nielsen's character says, they say to him, "Surely you are not serious." And he says back to them, "I am serious, and don't call me Shirley." You know, other funny movie quotes can be found in Disney films, too. I think about the Lion King movie when Timon and Pumbaa see Simba looking sad, and Timon says, "He looks blue." And, of course, Pumbaa pipes in and says, "I'd say brownish gold." It's amazing how many times we say many of these quotes over and over again as situations in life trigger those in our minds, don't they? You know, I often get amused by different stories in the Bible, as we've shared in the past different ones, and I believe humor, of course, is a gift from God, and that's why we can find those things in the Word. And there is a story that is shared in Numbers 22, and it's just funny to me, you know, even though there are serious lessons to be pulled from the story, just what happens is pretty funny. So let's look into this. Starting in verse 21, it says, "Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the Moabite officials. But God was very angry when he went, and of course the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Well, Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, it turned off the road into the field." Well, Balaam, of course, being upset about it, beat the donkey and tried to get him back on the road. But then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path through the vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat it with his staff. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and it said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?" The donkey talked, and Balaam answered the donkey, "You have made a fool of me. If only I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now." Then the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" "No," he said. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. Can you imagine being in that situation where your donkey is so disgusted with you that he talks? It's just funny to me, since this isn't a fairy tale or a cartoon like Shrek where they have a talking donkey. It is the true and uncompromised word of God. To me, it just shows the power of God in our lives. If he wants, he can make an animal talk to us to get his point across. You know, Balaam was being stubborn and disobedient, and God made sure that he paid attention to what he was doing wrong. How is the Lord using you to reach others through joy and humor? Maybe you have been able to use some of the jokes that we've shared on this podcast over the past 6.5 seasons. In fact, I hope you do. You know, with all the negativity in this world today, we need something to bring us a laugh, don't we? So why don't you share a joke with someone today and bring a smile to their face? For doing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey, isn't it? Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDoug, M-E-A-C-H-A-M, @yahoo.com. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us. Life's beautiful. I feel incomplete. You make life.